Now, just in the few minutes that we have left, I want to leave one verse of Scripture with you, and it's Joshua chapter 24 and the words of verse number 15. Joshua 24, verse 15. Joshua is an old man now. He's on the brink of eternity, and this is, suppose, is the last time that he addresses the children of Israel. And he realizes that the Israelite people are, as it were, at a crossroads. And he realizes that they're facing many trials and many temptations. And he realizes that they are on the brink of, many of them, making the most important choices and decisions of their lives. He has brought them so far, but he can bring them no further. And whenever somebody testifies of Christ or a preacher speaks and ministers the gospel, he can bring a people so far, but ultimately he has to leave the truths of the gospel with them. And that is exactly what we find Joshua doing here. The name Joshua means salvation is of Jehovah, or Jehovah is salvation. And Joshua is a type or a shadow or a picture of the coming Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And here in this verse of Scripture, he calls this great multitude of people to decision. And he says to them, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua is speaking personally, but as for me. He realizes that in his life, the most vital and the most important thing is his relationship with God, his relationship with his Creator. And he says to the people essentially, as Moses did before him, I have set before you the way of life and the way of death. Therefore, choose life that thou and thy family mayest live. And it's up to you what you do. And if the whole world forsakes God and goes their own way, as for me, my house, we will serve the Lord. It's good to hear testimony, like we have heard this evening, of what God has done in the life of one individual. And you can listen to such a testimony and say, well, that's well and good, and you can enjoy it, and then go into the church hall after for fellowship and go home later on. But what about you? Joshua says, as for me. He makes it personal. And what about you? Do you have a testimony? Can you say, it's my heart's desire that I'm going to follow through and I'm going to serve the Lord, but as for me? Pilate said, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? People had their opinions. Some thought Christ was the Son of God. Some believed he was the Messiah. Others believed he was an imposter. But Pilate realized, as for me, I have to do something. What shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? What will you do? Joshua says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you. That makes it personal. He has already decided and made that choice in his life that he's going to follow the Lord and serve the Lord all the days of his life. And he can testify that that's the right thing to do. That's a blessed thing. He's entered into the promised land. He's received the blessing of God along with Caleb. And we never read once of Joshua getting to a stage or a place where he regretted trusting in the Lord. He never regretted following the Lord. And therefore he can say to this people, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose the Lord as well. Follow the Lord with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Choose you. And tonight I encourage you to trust in Christ. Call upon the Lord. Seek the Lord. Give your life to the Lord. Come to the cross. And you personally, as an individual, Nail your colors to the mast. Take up the cross. Follow Christ. Repent of your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus. Choose you. Then he makes it urgent. He says, choose you. That's personal. Choose you this day. That's urgent. Because Joshua realizes, I'm not going to be here forever. We've come to a place, we've reached a crossroads, we've reached in many respects a parting of ways. I'm going to go through with God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And you either come with me or you go your own way. And Joshua realizes that for many, he's not going to see many of these people again. And it's an urgent thing. It's a decision, it's a choice that has to be made today. Because the Bible says nothing of tomorrow whenever it comes to God's salvation. The Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. The scripture says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord and to your God, for he will have mercy. And to your God, for he will abundantly pardon. And the scripture says, it is time to seek the Lord. The word of God says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And Joshua realizes that this is an urgent thing, just as Elijah did. How long halt ye between two opinions? He's calling the people to a personal decision, to an urgent decision. And also to a lifetime of commitment and service. He says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. It's not about a profession. It's not about just saying a prayer. But it's about entering into a life of commitment, a life of service, and a life of surrender. And Joshua realizes you're either serving yourself, you're either serving sin, you're either serving Satan, or you're serving the Savior. The Word of God says, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. But the Christian can say that they want to serve the Lord. And Joshua says, as for me, I want to serve the Lord. He wants to hear those wonderful words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And it's only those who come to Christ, only those who take up the cross and follow him, only those who serve the Lord with fear and with gladness will hear those words, well done. And so he's brought the people to a crossroads. And he's asking them, what are you going to do with this God that's been presented to you? Are you going to serve him? Are you going to follow him? Or are you going to go back and serve your own gods and your own idols? But as for me, what about you? What can you say if that statement was put over your life, but as for me, what would be said of you? Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Come to the Lord tonight. Put your faith and trust in him. Has it not been too long that you've been living without the Lord? Are you not tired of living without Christ, living with no assurance of sins forgiven, living with no assurance of heaven? Surely it's time to seek the Lord. Choose him this day and enter into a life of usefulness and a life of service. We're going to turn together to an old hymn. It's number 231. 231, O mourner in Zion, how blessed art thou. For Jesus is waiting to comfort thee now. Fear not to rely on the word of thy God. Step out in the promise. Get under the blood. This is a wonderful hymn. You may be here tonight and you're under a sense of conviction. That's who the hymn is addressing. It's speaking to those who are amongst the people of God. They're dwelling, as it were, in God's house, and they're mourning over their sin. And God says this is a blessed thing. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Why is it a blessed thing to mourn over sin? Because there's a Savior that's willing and able to save. And you can step out tonight on the promise of God. Step out tonight on the authority of Scripture and get your soul under that precious blood that cleanseth us from all sin. Let's stand together. We'll sing the words of 231.